بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, we were talking about building relationships, and in particular building a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu. So let us see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself said about how to build a relationship with him. Because the best way to learn is to see what Allah himself said. So what did Allah say? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he mentioned siyam, when he mentioned fasting, in the ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Allah said, O you who believe, fasting has been prescribed for you as it was prescribed for those before you, so that you may become muttaqoon. So first condition of developing a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to develop taqwa. What is taqwa? Taqwa is the fear of offending the one we love the most. In English translations of the Quran, and also to some extent in Urdu, it is not that much because many Urdu words are Arabic words, so we use the Arabic word itself. But in English translation of the Quran, there are some very major, according to me, very major mistakes which are made in translation. One of them is the mistake, the way the word taqwa is translated, because taqwa is translated as fear of Allah. So for example, in this ayah, or take for example the ayah which we hear in the khutbah Jumu'ah, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اِتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِ. Now look up that ayah, and you will always see the way it's translated, O you who believe, fear Allah as it is His right to be feared. Right? This is just, you will see. I mean, look in the book, you will see the translation. Now, my point is that fear is a negative emotion. Fear produces hatred. People who fear snakes don't love snakes. People who fear dogs don't love dogs. People who fear a ruthless ruler, they don't love that ruler. Children who fear a teacher don't love that teacher. But if you ask the child, do you obey the teacher? Yes. Why do you obey the teacher? Because the teacher will beat me or some other evil will come. But do you love the teacher? No, I don't love the teacher. So the more you fear something, the more you actually hate it. But what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say about the believers? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. Allah said, and the believers are those who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than anyone and anything else. أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. أَشَدُّ is the superlative form of شَدِيد. شَدِيد means very hard, very intense. أَشَدُّ is the superlative form of that. So how do the believers love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and ask Allah to put that love into our hearts, inshallah, all of us. How do we love? We don't just love Allah. We love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the utmost possible intensity that is imaginable. We love Allah more than anyone and anything else. This is our hallmark. This is our signature. This is our faith. This is our honor. This is who we are. This is our flag. That we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who is a Muslim? The one who loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than anyone and anything else. Who said that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu said that. So alhamdulillah. Allah chose to define us. Allah did not say the believers are those who obey Allah, the believers are those who pray, the believers are those who fast. No, He said the believers are those who love Allah more than anyone, anything else. Because if you love Allah more than anyone or anything else, then obviously you will obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you will fast and you will pray and you will do this and that. And what's most important is that whenever there is a decision point, wherever you have to decide, between what pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and anything else, what will you choose? The thing which pleases Allah, because I love Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, fasting has been prescribed on you as it was prescribed on those before you, so that you may reach this stage where you love Allah more than anybody else, and therefore you fear to disobey the one you love the most. So what is taqwa? Taqwa is not fear of Allah. Taqwa is fear of disobeying the one I love the most. I love Allah so much that I don't want to do anything which displeases Him. Whatever it might be, nothing must happen. Nothing must happen with me, from me, by me. No word, no deed, no action, not even a thought in my mind which can be displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why am I doing that? Do you fear Allah? No, no, no. Because I love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the beauty of that definition is that the more you love Allah, the more the fear of displeasing Him increases. Right? The more I love Allah, the more I don't want to displease Him. The more I want to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever it takes, I am ready to do that because I love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this. And He said that the one who loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the most, to develop this condition, what did Allah do? Allah said, we have prescribed fasting on you. So as we are going into the month of Ramadan, please understand that this month is the month that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created to help us to connect with Him. You're talking about relationships. So this month is coming, not just one or two, month is coming. And the beauty is, you know, the psychologists, they say that habit change takes 21 days. So if you want to change a habit, for example, if you wake up late, you want to start waking up early, then set an alarm clock. And if you do that consistently for 21 days, then it becomes a habit. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a bonus, like 29 or 30 days. So 29 or 30 days, what is fasting all about? Fasting is all about obeying Allah. It's not about not eating, not drinking. I mean, this is all, why are you not eating? You are leaving something which is halal. Right? We are not saying don't drink alcohol. We don't drink alcohol anyway. We are saying don't eat your food. Why? Because Allah said so. Are you doing that to lose weight? Are you doing that for any other reason? No. You are doing it because Allah said so. There is no other reason. I mean, if somebody says, no, logically explain it to me. There is no, the logic is that I am doing it because I love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the logic. So don't even fall into this trap of people say, no, explain to me medically. No. If you are fasting for medical reasons, then you are not fasting. It's not your saum. It is not acceptable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The only fasting which is acceptable to Allah is the one that is done for Him. So why am I fasting? Because Allah said so. Is that reason enough? Yes, it is reason enough. Alhamdulillah. I don't need any other reason. What's the reason? What's the logic? This is the logic. Logic is Allah said so. Khalas. Now this develops this ability, this desire to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this fasting where He prohibited us from doing things which are normally halal. So that the penny drops and we understand that if I am even leaving what is halal, then what about what is haram? It's a no-brainer, right? I mean, if I'm leaving something which is halal because Allah said so, then what is haram? Obviously, I have to leave that. And when you do that, why are you doing that? Because Allah said so. Which is doing what? Which is increasing this taqwa, which is increasing this love of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu in our hearts, so that we reach a stage where, inshallah, every action of ours, every speech of ours, every thought of ours is done with only one simple reason. And that reason is, it pleases Allah. Islam simplifies life. Islam takes away all your stress. There's no confusion. There's no, you know, agonizing over this decision, that decision. Nothing. Very simple. Does it please Allah? Yes, do it. Does it please Allah? No, don't do it. Does it please Allah? I don't know. Find out. Until you find out, stop. When you find out, if it pleases Allah, alhamdulillah, I do that. If it does not please Allah, I don't do that. Khalas, what is complicated about that? No stress, no complications, no nothing. So we're talking about building relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But today is enough, inshallah. Tomorrow, next step. But for now, think about this plan in the month of Ramadan. How am I going to spend this month so that this whole purpose of this month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted us Ramadan. We didn't take it from anywhere. This is a gift min Allah ta'ala. So let me maximize the value of this gift by ensuring that I develop the love of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu in my heart. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant that to all of you. May Allah fill your hearts with His noor and His hub and His love, and with the noor and hub and love of His Habib Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your actions. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect you from all evil. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take your actions and beautify them until they become worthy of being presented to Him, inshallah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep you in that state until your last breath and take you in that state, inshallah, whenever it is your time to go. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika arhamar rahimin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.